I am Babacar Mane. I am the irrigated lowland rice breeder for Africa Rice based at the Sahel Regional Center in Senegal, Saint Louis. But at the same time, I'm also the coordinator for the Strasa project in Africa for Africa Rice, and also what they call the Green Super Rice project, which are sister projects both funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates. This week we have been actually engaged in the review and planning of the Strasa project, which started since 2007. It's a project which actually is being co-executed by the two major CGIAR centers, that is IRI in Asia and also Africa Rice in Africa. So the African component of the of Strasa is coordinated by Africa Rice, and I am coordinating that component in 18 countries. Project actually, since 2007, we have realized a lot of interest in the project. As the reason why, as I mentioned, we have up to 18 African countries in a project, which is really a nightmare for coordination. So, but at the same time, we find we still are having more pressure from many countries who still say, why didn't we include them? And they even write to our directorate to complain that they should be given more priority than others that are included, which all goes to show how important this project is for addressing the stresses which are affecting rice farmers all across Africa. But then the project so far, actually, we have really realized lots of success in Africa. Since the inception of the project, we found several countries have been able to identify very good stress-tolerant varieties, and more than 50 varieties have already been released. So this is really exceptional, because if you look back since 2007 up to now, and then with these technologies, initially Africa Rice was not doing any focused breeding for stress tolerance. It was just general breeding for adaptation to an ecology. So if stresses are present or not present, it's just indirect breeding for adaptation to any problem which might be present. But with the Strasa project, we started actually focused breeding for these stresses, and we realized very quickly the advances and then the successes of this approach. So like I mentioned, we are able to identify very good stress tolerant varieties which are being multiplied and disseminated now. And in 2014, when we have the third phase of the project, which was launched in February 2014, so that third phase of the project already right now, we realized that last year, we were able to do the multiplication of what we call the breeder seed and foundation seed of the newly released stress tolerant varieties. Because initially, we were accompanying the national partners to help them to get access to the popular varieties for which they do not have good quality seed. But since the release of these more than 50 varieties which are stress tolerant, now we are making more emphasis on multiplication of the stress tolerant varieties so that farmers can finally get access to these varieties, which will help them to really increase yields substantially in areas affected by these abiotic stresses. So we are also conducting a lot of seed multiplication, and at the same time also training. And the training is at all levels. We are training both scientists, technicians, as well as farmers, seed producers, so that anybody who is involved in the rice value chain, even we have some training destined for women, so that we can develop their entrepreneurial skills for rice production. It could be either seed production or maybe in the rice value chain, any activity that women are involved in. We try to also have targeted training for that component. And that we want to really emphasize on that, and even the donor wants to really insist more on that, to make sure that gender is captured very much in our activities, and that we make sure that we do not actually leave behind the women. Because anybody who knows rice cultivation in Africa, you know that really women play a very key role in the whole rice value chain. So this is the reason why any technology that is supposed to be targeting the rice sector really needs to be what we call gender sensitive, to make sure that you are really not ignoring those key contributors to the rice sector, which are actually the women. So after today we had the annual planning of the project in 2015, but we at the same time reviewed the progress in 2014, and we are planning to move forward and put more emphasis now on dissemination. As I mentioned, now the varieties have been released, but more work remains, because now if you release a variety which is tolerant to cold, another which is tolerant to drought, but when you go to the farmer's field, quite often these stresses do not occur alone, because you find in the same farmer's field he will have drought at the beginning of the year, but 2 weeks later there'll be a big flood. So if your variety is tolerant only to drought and not tolerant to flooding, then the farmer still will not harvest anything. So what we have for us are the four steps to able to enable farmers to be able to increase their yields under these conditions. But the next step is to combine the tolerance to these stresses, what we call pyramiding, so that you have varieties that have multiple stress tolerance, and at the same time having good grain quality and finally good yield, because we do not want to have material which is just tolerant but not high yielding, which has been a major setback for breeders in the past, because initially breeders thought it was almost impossible to combine high yield with stress tolerance and also good grain quality. But now with the new approaches that are available, that are particularly molecular breeding approaches, there you are able to develop varieties much faster and much more precisely, what we call precision breeding, because you know which genes to target and in which backgrounds they will function best. So these are the approaches we are using now to be able to really develop a suite of varieties that will address the needs of both the producers, the millers, and at the same time the consumers also, who are becoming more and more stringent in their demands. So, and then also the training is going to continue, because TRASA, we have realized, as well as our partners, how important it is not to de-emphasize training in Africa, because a lot of African national programs have a very high turnover rate for their staff. Within few years, you find you have a partner who is doing very well, but then afterwards, they go for further training, or maybe they leave to join another institute. That is on a daily basis. So this is the reason why Africa Rise, with our partners, we emphasize very much on capacity building, which is going to be, like I mentioned, for both the scientists, extensionists, and as well as the farmers. So these are the areas that we really want to focus on in the future in the project. But just to emphasize again, key focus is going to be on dissemination. And then focused dissemination to make sure that those key sectors of the rice sector, particularly gender, is very much captured in our project. So this is really what we envisage in the future for STRASA in the next 4 years of the project, for the STRASA Phase 3.